You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Thursday, November 9, 2017, week 226. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Staska.
And we are Destiny Pizza. Time for America's Sweetheart.
All right.
Are you ready?
Give me some facts. Let's see who it is.
Yeah, this person is left-handed.
Ooh.
But could lefty. Also be considered cross-dominant.
Cross-dominant.
As displayed in one of their most recent movies. Writes and eats with their left hand, but shoots and uses other weapons with their right hand.
Weapons. That's a dead giveaway.
Is it?
Yeah, no one uses weapons in movies, right? That's not a common thing. Do lefties shoot with guns with their left hand?
Sometimes, yeah. Nope.
Okay. Never really thought about that.
It's like left-handed rifles and stuff?
Yeah. Never thought about that. Because in movies, I feel like it's almost always right.
Yeah.
Unless they have dual wielding. But I could be remembering. I don't know. What other facts you got?
This person is a big fan of the Great British Baking Show, ooh, also known as the Great British Bake Off.
Is it...
This person was featured on a stamp.
Ooh.
Issued in 2015.
Stamp.
By the UK Royal Mail Postal Service.
Huh. Is it Pierce Brosnan?
It is not Pierce Brosnan.
All right.
You have to realize I'm going very safe with my recommendations for America's Sweetheart.
Pierce Brosnan's not safe?
Not safe.
Really? Huh.
Anyone who's like older,
back in his day, crazy yeah, his stuff could have
gone on. He was James Bond, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
This person is the youngest child of five.
Is it Ryan Gosling?
It's not Ryan Gosling.
All right.
This person has a tattoo of three stars on their left foot that they got when they were 15, a tattoo of the alchemical symbol of air on their upper right thigh, and a peace symbol tattooed behind their right ear.
Is it Tessa Thompson?
It is not Tessa Thompson. It's a good choice.
That was recent.
This person cried after watching the trailer of Star Wars The Force Awakens for the first time.
What? Do that?
A lot of people did that.
Really?
Yeah, after the first Star Wars trailer, like, oh my god, I did that, I think.
Cry.
Tears of joy.
Huh. Adam Scott.
Not Adam Scott.
He cry. He likes Star
Wars. Yeah, I think he does.
So that was my guess. He probably did crack, though.
Since August 2016, this person has their own wax figure featured in Madame Tussauds Wax Museum. Are you familiar with Madame Tussauds?
Yeah. I'm Simon Pegg.
I don't think he's already been to America's Sweetheart.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
Probably. I can't quite pin down a person. Run through a bunch of people and can't do it.
This person won Best Breakthrough Performance at the MTV Movie Awards on her 24th birthday.
Is it Cate Blanchett?
It's not Cate Blanchett, because I don't think they had MTV Movie Awards when she was 24.
That's a good point. I can't think of British people.
You open your mind.
Oh man.
In 2012, about a year before her acting career, I already said her, so
yeah.
Her acting career took off. She appeared in a TV commercial for the British supermarket chain Morrison's.
2013. What came out that year?
Don't think about that. Just think. More recent.
More recent.
Let's just say hypothetically 2 years ago.
Oh, hypothetically. All right. Is it Daisy Ridley?
It is Daisy Ridley. Whew.
Man. All right. It's like I wasn't going to get it from 2013.
Yeah. Because 2013, I don't know what she was in.
I was like, there are so many British people.
No, she was in this movie called...
In movies nowadays. Back in the day, it would have been easy. It's like, oh, it's just... Well, it's Michael Caine.
I assumed you would put two and two together with Cried After the... After seeing Star Wars trailer for the first time.
I thought it was somebody who was a fan.
Yeah, it's because she was in it.
I was like, oh.
And then she's left-handed but considered cross-dominant because in Star Wars, she writes and eats with her left hand but shoots and uses her staff with her right hand.
Which, and she's in that universe she's
No,
that,
in real or? Life. Okay. But you can see it in Star Wars.
Okay. But the character's not that way.
No. And then she was featured on a stamp because Rey...
Ah,
and that's also the same reason she's in Madame Tussauds.
I was just really impressed she would have made a stamp already.
Yeah.
That's like pretty impressive to me.
The most impressive thing about her is the fact that she's a fan of the Great British Bake Off, like me.
Yeah.
So, Mike.
Mm-hmm. I think some of these are pretty
How
neat.
Old is Daisy Jazz Isabel Ridley?
Okay. That's a little easier because I know it's probably younger than us.
She is, in fact, younger than us.
But not by my...
You're incorrect again.
By a lot?
No, you're correct. So you're okay. Correct again.
Okay. So I'd probably say she's 26?
You're wrong.
Okay, 25?
She is 25.
All right.
How tall is Daisy Jazz Isabel Ridley?
All right, she's probably short-ish. 5'6"?
Close, but no cigar.
5'5"?
Nope.
I want
Wrong way. 5'7".
Oh, 5'7". Oh, she's the same height
short.
As me.
Yeah.
No, she's not that height. Oh, no, I'm 5'8". Yeah, I'm shortening myself.
Highest grossing box office.
Force Awakens.
Yeah.
No question.
Do I even need to search it? I don't think there's anything of note that she's been
in
besides
that. That'll be number one for a while. Don't think
last... Maybe this one. No, you don't think Last Jedi is going to beat Force Awakens?
No way. You can't beat the hype of Force Awakens. You just can't. I'd be shocked. You know how much movie that movie made? Like, that was, like, part of that was we haven't got Star Wars. Some people say the prequels aren't Star Wars since, like, 1983.
That's fair.
So, I mean, I would love for it to make a ton of money, but those numbers are just astronomical.
I think I personally know more Star Wars fans now than...
You think it expanded the fan base? What had to have.
Because there's a few people where they're like, well, how was I never a Star Wars fan? And I'm like, I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
How are you never a Star Wars? How have you never seen Star Wars?
Yeah, I just thought everyone was.
Yeah. Daisy Ridley, congratulations. You're America's sweetheart.
That's a pretty safe bet, I would say. I hope.
Yeah, I was going to go with someone else.
I almost think you pick... Has there been, there's no ever any women caught up in this so far in this controversy. So I feel like women are safe.
Yeah,
as America's sweethearts.
I was like, and I'm not going to choose some old
Don't choose
women.
Some old dude.
I'm not going to choose an old woman.
No.
Who might have some controversy.
Possible. Because
go younger.
During that time, you don't know.
25.
What's
the worst? Drug use or something? Who knows?
Tattoos? That's not. That doesn't get you disbarred from
America's sweetheart. Anything that's more American.
Yeah.
You have the right to do whatever you want to your body.
These things.
Including getting tattoos at the age of 15, if your parents are consenting.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, she said she got 3 tattoos on her foot.
And I don't think you said that you at age, or did you say the
age? Yeah, I said at the age of 15.
Okay, I was distracted.
It's crazy.
It's like, that's a lot of tattoos.
Well, she only got the stars on her foot
at
15.
I guess with CGI and stuff, you don't even need to, you can get tattoos being moved.
Yeah, I was surprised by the peace sign behind the ear.
Yeah.
But I guess that's easy to hide as well with hair.
Yeah. You think they like CGI more of that stuff? Or
I think
just
makeup. It's a small tattoo. Yeah. It's not like Sylvester Stallone. Those like giant chest pieces.
Yeah. Like, I wonder what it looked like if they had to do that to like Mike Tyson's face tattoo. But they like,
oh, that'd be amazing. They'd probably use makeup.
But like, I don't know. I don't think he would ever act like where it's not him.
Yeah.
So, like, it's too weird.
Unless it was some, they wanted to, like, young him up or something. Yeah. Like, we want you to be Mike Tyson.
Exactly. Because it'd be too weird if they just CGI'd it out and, like, no explanation.
Yeah.
Or makeup or whatever.
Now it's time for This Week in Movies in the Now.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy's Home 2 and Murder on the Orient Express featuring Daisy Ridley.
So, like, the return of Mel Gibson to, like, the mainstream audience kind of thing.
Like, the third time.
I know, but, like...
Like, I'd say Expendables 3 and...
Yeah, but I feel like this is, like, a family-friendly... Well, it's rated R, isn't it? I always think this is a family-friendly movie, but it's probably rated R.
Probably not.
I never saw the first one.
Me neither.
I don't plan on seeing this one.
I don't support Mark Wahlberg.
I don't need no Mark Wahlberg team-up. I do like John Lithgow.
And I do like Will Ferrell.
Yeah, so that half. If I can cut the other dads...
See, I was thinking, I got confused with Daddy's Home and... The big guys, or what was it called?
The other guys.
The other guys.
Because it's both them in the movie. They never made another guys too, as far as I know.
Thank God.
Yeah.
But there are people who love that movie. I do want to see
the prequel, Other Guys, with Samuel Jackson and The Rock.
Yeah. That's the movie I want to see. Everyone wants to see.
Yeah. That's the real movie. That would be awesome.
Yeah, the Murder on the Orient Express is a remake of the classic.
Yes.
Story. Retelling of the classic story.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Depp, Josh Gad, Daisy Ridley.
I'd be interested in this one.
Yeah.
Murder on the Orient. I mean, not clamoring to go see it or anything, but.
Beats Daddy's Home.
I would see it, yeah. That would be my choice of the two.
Yeah. And let's talk about the trailer for Coco.
Yes.
Disney Pixar's.
I feel like this is a little bit under the radar for Pixar. Like,
yeah. As far because as, I like, think it notoriety. Started out with controversy.
Mm-hmm.
And then went authentic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Weren't they? No, that was the other movie.
Book of Life.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Did they rip off this movie? Book of Life? Was that one of these ants, Bug's Life situation? Because it seems so similar.
It seems very similar.
That I'm like.
But I think Book of Life is, well, it does seem similar.
It doesn't? Yeah. It's about the Day of the Dead and Channing Tatum.
Yeah, and like one of them has to go. I think Book of Life is his girlfriend or wife dies.
Mm-hmm.
In this one.
He's just trying to find his great grandfather or something.
Yeah.
Like a musician. And she's like, you can't do music.
Because of that. Because he left one day.
Yeah. And then he's trying to find him anyway.
And he's on a time limit.
Yeah. Because he's in the dead realm for some reason, but he's not dead.
Yeah. And they're looking for him. It kind of reminds me of Monsters, Inc.
Everyone's a skeleton. Yeah.
But Mexican.
Mexican Monsters, Inc. That's what they should call it.
That's what they're going to build it as, right? Well, I think it's still early. I don't know when Coco comes out.
Said the Thanksgiving.
No way.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's why I feel like it's like lower, low-key movie so far.
Yeah, November 21st. Because I remember
talking about, well, Pixar's been doing a lot of sequels, so that's why we've been talking about them.
Mm-hmm.
Like their last, yeah. Their last original, I think, was The Good Dinosaur.
Yeah, I didn't watch that one.
But Inside Out was way better.
Yeah.
That was when they came out the same year. Because this is the only Pixar movie this year, right? Because mm-hmm. last year it was Finding Dory.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next one they're doing?
Mm-hmm.
I know Toy Story 4 is coming up. Incredibles is coming up. A lot of sequels. Coming up.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, it's Pixar, so you know it's going to be good.
Yeah. And that's it. So, shout out to Daisy Ridley.
America's sweetheart.
America's sweetheart. International sweetheart. I'm sure she's a sweetheart over there.
I think so, yeah. Star Wars is a global thing now, right?
Yeah.
Sort of, but not in China.
But we take it as our own.
Yeah. You know, we put a lot of British people in those.
Yeah. Like Dom Hall Gleason.
Mm-hmm.
Oddly enough, the
John
only...
John Boyega.
Yeah. He's nearly 100% British.
And...
Mark Hamill's British if he wants. And Anthony Daniels, yeah. So come back tomorrow for some Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday.
Quentin Christie.
Is Andy Serkis British?
Ewan McGregor. What?
Is he British?
Andy Serkis?
Yeah, well, I was thinking
of
him.
He's not
from
America.
I always think of him as just exclusively Armenian.
He's definitely not from America. He's got an accent, is it? Because he could be from America and have an accent. Don't think so. But.
Yeah, he's English. We have this conversation, I think, every time.
I think he's a hot...
He's actually born in England.
Pretty sure there are rules for, like, the Lord of the Rings franchise, and...
That is true.
Like, Harry Potter franchise.
Who was he in Harry Potter?
Oh, no, he's not in it. But I'm saying, like, there's rules for those specific movies that most of those people are British.
Sean Astin isn't.
No.
Mr. Frodo.
They're not real rules.
I made a promise, Mr. Frodo.
I'm just saying most of the time, the accents go the other way. Like, there's not a ton. There's
he says
some.
Mr. Frodo way too many times. And it's so annoying. How does anyone...
That must happen in the books, right? Because, like, I thought they were just, like, buddies. Why is he treating him like he's his servant or something? It's really bizarre.
Yeah.
It's like, Mr. Frodo, it's like you're not his servant, man. He's not calling you Mr. Wise Ganji. What's his last name? Samwise Ganji? Is it
just
Ganji?
Yeah.
Mr. Ganji. He never says that the entire movies.
Yeah.
He's just like, Sam. He's like, Mr. Frodo. It's like,
yeah, he's like super casual. It's like a one way is super casual. The other way, it's like very formal.
Exactly. It's pretty odd.
But it's like not, because he goes Mr. Frodo instead of Mr. Baggins.
That's true. So I don't get what's going on there, guys.
Yeah.
I got to read those books.
You have some...
See if it's in the books like that.
Questions to answer.
J.R.
Tolkien. Did I tell you about how when I went to that music festival, there was two girls that had J.R.R. Tolkien tattoos that were unrelated?
What?
In the same position.
Oh, is that a thing?
I don't know. Maybe, they're on their wrist.
Maybe
and I saw
J.A.R. heads do that. J.R.R.
Yeah, J.R.R. heads.
J.A.R.R. They're a big, like, author head. They're fans of things, right? Like, I assume there's, like, some George R.R. Martin heads.
And some Rowling heads.
Rowling heads that they're just like, oh, Rowling, you put the tattoo here.
But, like, the Tolkien, like, J.R.R. Tolkien had, like, a logo.
That's weird.
And it's like, because I saw this
Does
logo.
Does he have
a
logo?
Yeah, it's like this weird.
Or is it like a Lord of the Rings thing?
No, it's like this thing that he had.
Hmm.
Because I saw it, and I was like, I've seen that symbol before.
Yeah.
Because it's on the side of the J.R.R.
Yeah.
The books. And I was like, I saw these two girls that had them, and I was like, is this some band or something? It looks like this.
Yeah. Huh.
And I was like,
I never seen that before.
I was like, is that some band? And I was like, what is it from? And I asked my sister. I was like, what is it from? What is it from? And I was like, J.R. Tolkien. Like, that's what it's from. And I was like,
how? Did she create it herself?
And like, what? No, it's a dude. J.R.R. Tolkien?
Oh, did he create it himself?
I don't know.
I assume so. Wrong. But he created his own logo? Or, like, people did it for him, and then he was like, sure, I approve this? Or people just do it. I assume he approves it. I know he's dead.
I don't know.
Just think it's a weird thing for an author to have a logo.
Yeah.
I gotta imagine it's been created after his death. I could be wrong. Authorities identify. Sure.
What was he?
26-year-old Devin Patrick Kelly. Sounds like a white.
I would assume so.
Of course.
Always. Do they label him as a lone wolf or as a terrorist?
It was a young white male dressed in all black tactical type gear wearing a vest.
I think it's a weird one, like a
26-year-old.
Yeah, when terrorists are like younger than
Bible
us.
Study. Mother-in-law has Southern
married.
P.O. box. What? Not married.
Yeah, because it says mother-in-law.
Oh, yeah, mother-in-law. He is.
Wow, that guy can get married.
In Texas, man.
In Texas.
Everybody.
Did you think that gun scene was too much in Thor? I was surprised they kept it in.
What gun?
With Dez and Troy.
Oh, no, that's what he does in the comic.
I think it's weird with like AR-15s.
Was it AR-15s?
Yeah, those are like,
I assume it was some space guns.
What do you those? He had assault rifles.
From space?
No. He said he got it from Texas.
Oh, yeah, he did. Forgot about that. That is kind of weird.
I was like, I was surprised that they kept that in the movie.
He does in the comic. People be mad.
Yeah, but it's...
He does in the comic.
That's like the gun people kill. I bet you that's the gun he used.
But I bet you Punisher has this
gun. Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Actually, probably guaranteed.
Yeah. I think so.
I thought it was... Because you could just turn them into space guns.
Yeah.
You'd lose the Texas joke, but...
Yeah. I think because it's in the comic. That's like an iconic thing, him with the two guns.
But is it with, you thought there were space guns.
I did think there were space guns. I totally forgot that joke. That was a good joke. Des and Troy. But I do remember from the trailer. I don't know.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. See, I think they wanted to do that thing in the comics. Like, that's how you know it's him. Got the guns.
Yeah, he has two M16s.
He does it in the comics. He gets...
Yeah, it's in the Wikipedia article.
Yeah, I think that's why they... I wonder why he isn't them and not space guns in the comic.
I don't know. Yeah, he has two M16 rifles. Anyways. Come back tomorrow for Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.